Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
My good friend Stephen LeDrew, the past president of the Liberal Party of Canada, well, he was president of the Liberal Party president a few years ago, is with us. One set of Jean Chrétien, his ideas are as great as a bag of hammers. How are you?
I'm very, very well. That was specifically, and I did say it on your show years ago, specifically with respect to Mr. Chrétien's new policy of banning corporate donations to the Liberal Party. As I said, every mom-pa corner store is a corporation. So I get it with big, huge corporations, but I said to make it blanket with every corporation is dumb as a bag of hammers. And you're right. He didn't take kindly to that.
No, but here we were. It was a different time in yes, politics, and Brian Mulroney was still actively involved, and Mr. Chrétien was the prime minister, and you and I and John Crispo had an amazing hourly get together on the air, which was tremendously well received. It was hilarious.
Fair discussion of the ideas of the day.
Yes, indeed. Now. The topic, the conversation of the day today and yesterday was the passing of Prime Minister Brian Mulroney.
Yep.
And he was a friend of yours.
Yep.
Tell us what we need to know.
Well, first of all, as all of your listeners will know from listening to you and your other guests and reading, Mulroney was a prime minister, I think, of great consequence. He was a leader. He made a difference in Canada, and primarily that's because of free trade, which was a positive difference of which Canadians are still receiving the benefits today. So he was a real game changer as his record of prime minister. But the other thing is that he was, Roy, he was a hell of a guy. He was personable. He was likable. He always reached out. I was, a well-known liberal in the 80s and the 90s. And I used to say that if we are ever in trouble in an election, we'll get together $50,000 or something. We'll get some Rotary Club or some group to hire Brian Mulroney to come to Toronto and give a speech. This is after he had retired. And I said, we will automatically win because Canadians just don't like Brian Mulroney that much. When we remind them of that, they'll vote Liberal. And it always had a great laugh. Mm-hmm. He knew I used to say that. And then when we got together later on, he overcame that. He said, well, that was politics. And we're friends now. And as your other guests have said, when he resigned as prime minister, he was pretty low in the polls. And he knew he was unpopular, but he treated that with a great degree of humor. And there was a joke that I know some of your listeners have probably heard before, but not that many of them. When he used to tell a joke, and it's again his self-deprecating humor, Roy. He would go into an elevator. He said, I went into an elevator, and a woman looked at me, and she said, my, you look a lot like Brian Mulroney. And then Mulroney would say, I was grinning, and I was about to puff out my chest and say, yes, I'm Brian Mulroney. Before I could say that, she looked at me, and she said, boy, that must piss you off.
Oh, that's too good. That is too good.
That woman deflated me so much. But he would tell this story recognizing that, you know, a lot of people really didn't like him. But he told that on himself. And he had a great self-deprecating humor. And he outlived, or let me just put it at that, he overpassed all the ill will that many people had for him.
Mm-hmm.
He and I were on a flight together, landing in Toronto. Mila was there. One of my sons was there. And there's a special line in those days for big shots, of which he was. There's a former prime minister of Canada. I'm going through the regular stuff. My son and I get through, and I look back, And there they are. The customs people are giving him and Mila grief. And I look at him. He just sort of rolls his eyes. And afterwards, he said, well, that's the way it goes someday, Stephen. And that should not have happened to him.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister of Canada should not have been grilled for a long time by some customs guy, but they just wanted to lord it over him. And yet he accepted that. He was a hell of a guy, a good guy.
Somebody said to me the other day, and I'm trying to remember who it was because I've had so many conversations about Brian Mulroney. But I forget who it was, but they said, the Brian Mulroney that you saw with Ronald Reagan singing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, that was Brian Mulroney.
Absolutely. He was a friendly guy, which is, and he was a world leader. A lot of Canadian prime ministers are not these days, but he was a world leader, and he got along famously with President Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, Mitterrand, Helmut Kohl from Germany. He was, he was a big shot in the world, and he put Canada front row center. And even though we had disagreements with him, as Warren said just before about apartheid, and Thatcher particularly was cheesed off with him, he stuck to his guns, and he had his convictions, but he could convince people. He was totally charming, and which is why he would deliver the eulogy in the United States for not only President Ronald Reagan, but President Bush. Unheard of to have a Canadian do that, but he was respected, and he was well-liked, and he had great influence around the world for Canada and for the benefit of Canadians, Roy.
Yeah. Stephen, in 60 seconds, how would Brian Mulroney approach the challenges Canada faces today?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, Canada has a huge number of challenges, and one of them, there's been a number of articles written in the last 2 days about Canada's standing in the world. And Canada's standing in the world is that of a third nation right now, or a third world nation right now. I think that he would probably go and visit, if he were prime minister, leaders of the world, and talk to them about the importance of Canada and what Canada could do for them. And he would come up with ways to have people like Canada to say, okay, you know what, we're going to have, you're short of natural resources. What do you need? Natural gas? We're going to get you some natural gas. Mm-hmm. And he would figure out a way to win favor with countries and at the same time help Canadians create jobs, which is something else that we need, productivity in Canada. So he was a very smart cookie. As I said to you, Roy, a hell of a guy. He'll be missed.
Stephen, really quickly, where can folks find you now?
Well, I have a podcast every day, every business day, the LeDrew 3-Minute Interview. And it's only 3 minutes because I know people are busy. So you just go on to Google that, LeDrew Interview. Go on YouTube. It's free. And
okay.
Thank you very much for that plug-in, Roy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Stephen. Thanks for the time today.
Make sure that you have. Cheers.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.